people are getting preliminary assessments. And they're also, and the latest thing, this is if you're looking for breaking news on this, this is the breaking news aspect, is the city is essentially asking citizens to do the city's due diligence for them. And they're saying, hey guys, why don't you go to your property tax information and double check to make sure all the square footage is accurate, because we're getting a lot of incorrect numbers. But they're telling citizens to do this. You guys go and check and make sure it's right. And of course, this is just, I mean, this thing was never popular to begin with, and now it's deeply, deeply unpopular. And it seems like every new little development just makes it more and more enraging to people. And a column that I wrote in the past about it, it seems like I've written about it so much, I called the fire fee an equal opportunity offender, because not only do the more affluent folks who tend to reject any new tax or fee, not only are they against it, but because of the disproportionate impact of the fire fee on lower income property owners and renters, they're getting hit hardest by it and they're outraged by it. So this is, if there's one good thing you can say about the fire fee, is that it's spreading the pain around to everyone, which I think the people who authored it would tell you that was part of the point. Okay, and a lot of people, by the way, support that idea in theory. They're like, well, why shouldn't the nonprofits pitch in, the churches and everybody? Basically anything that can burn down has to pay a fire fee, which is logical. However, because the fire fee is not based on your property value, it's based on the size of the space, what churches are discovering is that they're getting slammed with huge, I mean, $3,000, $5,000. I've heard of a $10,000 a year fire fee assessment for churches. So they feel unfairly penalized for what they do. And the latest thing is there's at least one legal action planned by churches. And I don't know what the basis of it is, because these fire fees have been enacted in other municipalities. But they're taking the city to court over it.
What are you hearing from people? What are they liking about how the city is being run right now? What are they having an issue with?
There's a paradox, and a lot of it has to do with the surplus that was recently announced. Now, in most cities, when they say, hey, guys, we got a surplus, that's considered pretty good news, because that's a sign of economic health. In Little Savannah, though, it's been seen as a negative, because this came right on the heels of Mayor Eddie DeLoach saying, literally, direct quote, the cupboard is bare, and that's why we have to pass this fire fee. And then a few months later, the city manager, who was brought in to put the finances in order, said, hey, the finances are in order and they're doing great. We got a surplus. Ordinarily, that's a good thing you want to hear from your city manager, right? You don't want to hear the opposite. But that just added to people's outrage, because they're like, what do you mean? You just charged us this exorbitant fire fee, or in some cases exorbitant, and now you're saying you've got too much money. And so now we've got a political fight, because you've got a core of people on city council who are basically using that as part of a political battle. They're saying, well, let's return the surplus to the taxpayers. Let's use it to pay down the fire fee. Let's get rid of the fire fee. So what I wrote about in this week's issue is that I really think, even though the next city election is over a year away, I think the fire fee might be the number one issue. And of course, in September, that's when you're actually going to pay the thing. So this, it's going to have legs certainly into next year.